It's Energy FM talking sport for a Friday night in the studio with John Gartland, Chris Bass and Malcolm Blackburn. We're talking MIFA. And just one question, Chris, as manager of... Obviously here on the Isle of Man and with the Isle of Man FA side, everybody's playing with each other every week. Everybody knows all the players. But you're picking players now that are coming out of the woodwork from across the water. And how's that been for you?
Well, if these players are supposedly better, it's like you're having a choice, you know, between Pelé and somebody that plays on the Isle of Man. For the younger ones, it would be Lionel Messi. Obviously, they have to be treated the same as everybody that plays here. If they're good enough to get in the team, then that's it. That's the way it rolls. We don't have special privileges because somebody plays on the island every Saturday. This is for Manx people, Manx footballers. It's not about a certain group of players. Anybody that's Manx is available to play for their country. This is why we go on about more and more, you know, pride and passion. Yeah. And the more we can get pride and passion into the Manx people, whether it be here on the island or elsewhere in the world, it's beneficial to the Isle of Man long term, economically and sports wise.
So you get a guy who's playing for Celtic, for example. You've not seen him play before, and he comes out. I'm Manx. How much of a headache does that give you? You don't have much time to check him out.
Well, you don't have much time to check him out, and also we don't have the funds for me to sort of like gallivant around the country looking for Manx people. But when somebody plays for Celtic first team at the age of 17, yeah, you've got to consider he's better than a left back that plays for Foxdale, perhaps, haven't you?
Yeah. Okay. Answered.
Is he better than the left?
I'll have to speak to Moffy on that one. He'll give me all the information.
I mean, the other thing as well, JP, you've got to realise as well, social media these days is brilliant.
Right.
I mean, Kieran Tierney, who we were talking about from Celtic, I mean, I think I've seen 7, 8, 9, 10 clips of him now. Where he's appeared on film, so it is quite easy to actually see these players.
The nicest thing about that, though, is that Kieran Tierney is actually in regular contact with MIFA. It's not through us going to him, it's him coming to us, because he's obviously very proud to be a Manx person.
And he's played for Scotland. You know, you've got to remember this. I mean, he's played at junior level for Scotland. I gather Sean and Lucas has played under 21 for Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
But they want to represent the Isle of Man.
And they're
professional footballers want to represent the Isle of Man. It's quite strange when you see what went on at Christmas with certain players and the hassle with certain clubs and things like this when we were going to France. And yet you've got these players who are playing at the high level, professional football, Celtic, Preston North End, and they want to play for the Isle of Man. That's all that matters to them. Blackpool FC, when I wrote to them about bringing Ronan to France, absolutely unbelievable. Yes, no problem at all. You know, Ronan can be on your plane. Sent them the insurance details, all the details, made up for the lad that he was getting that sort of experience. He went to Occitania, and Rowan's words were, "I did not expect it to be this good." He said the standard of them Occitanians would have got into Blackpool's first team. That's what he said. It's what he experienced when he played in France. So, you know, this is what we're trying to do. And it is a shame when some players, some of the lads based here, don't see that. But again, it's education. It's going to take time. We've only been going for 16 months, you know. I mean, the Isle of Man FA now, 125 years.
That's, you know, where you've got to get your standard up to theirs, haven't you?
I've got to get there. Yeah. But the thing is, I don't think I'll last 125 years because...
Well, you're looking well now. It's like St George's on the Isle of Man.
Yeah.
I always thought the other teams were way behind them, and it was their fault, but it wasn't. It was only till Andy Lodge pointed it out that St George's have raised the bar that high, everybody else has to catch St George's.
Yep.
Is that the same with the Isle of Man? They're established. You get your MIFA team up to there. Everybody's supporting you.
I don't think we're certainly going off in two directions.
Johnny.
We're not talking about getting a team up to their level or anything like that. We're not running leagues, we're not running juniors, we are different. We are an international football team. The Isle of Man FA isn't doing that. The Isle of Man FA is governed, is a county association of the English FA, and they have done it extremely well working within that format. They decided to go down that route 7 or 8 years ago. They could have gone for UEFA, but they didn't. Decided not to. That's their choice. And they're in a certain box, and they work within that box. It means they play in the Interleague County Cup, then they go into the UEFA regions. They can't go out and play England or Germany or that sort of thing at the moment. You know, they're not able to get into that sort of realm. We can't do that as MIFA, because that would be we're associated with CONIFA. CONIFA's not in FIFA. So at the moment, we play other teams that are similar to us in that they're unrecognised by FIFA. What is happening is, though, FIFA now is starting to give permission for some of these FIFA teams to play against CONIFA teams. So eventually, there might be a shock. For example, you know, Catalonia. I wouldn't be surprised to see Catalonia before long separated away. I mean, we could play Catalonia, which is basically the Spanish international football team.
Yeah.
They all play for Spain.
But they're right up there. Do you know where your rankings are now?
Yes, we do. We at the moment, as Ellen Bannon, because of that lovely result in France, in non-FIFA football, we're 15th.
15th?
In non-FIFA football.
Right, that's not a big, massive jump from where you were, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, in the overall FIFA rankings, I think we're around about 150 or something like that.
I think you were up to 500.
It only goes up to 300. It only goes up to about 300.
Because they didn't give you any chance of winning that tournament until you got the final.
No, we were 250 to one outsiders.
If you just go back a little, a few yards there, that when you think about it, and we talked about, you know, we look at Gibraltar playing Germany, had the Isle of Man actually gone into UEFA 10, 15 years ago, like we discussed, Manx football would be streets ahead of Gibraltar. And we've seen it over the years, and I've definitely seen it over the years, that if you're not competing at a certain level, you do fall behind. For instance, look at the Guernsey, their best team now, could virtually, you know, keep the ball off the Isle of Man FA side for fun, because they're playing at a higher level within the English leagues. And now Guernsey FC, they're not even putting their best players into the teams that go into the County Cup. Because they're playing, you know, semi-pro football, some of them. So it's important. You've got to be a forerunner. You can't join the party late, because if you join the party late, it just takes so many years to catch up. And to be honest with you, John, from when we were playing in the Ockles Festival, our results in playing in like the County Cup and other tournaments aren't anywhere near as good as they would be had we continued to play at a level like the Ockles Festival. We would be so much better than what we are today. And it's just a shame that we fell so far from the table.
Just before we head for another break, can we just whack it right down into layman's terms for anybody tuning in? The Isle of Man FA and Ellen Bannon. Ellen Bannon, you've got to be Manx or have Manx connections like International Football Works.
Correct.
What's Isle of Man FA? For anybody...
Isle of Man FA, as long as you actually are signed on to a local club and play in the league. There is, for certain tournaments, for the likes of the Island Games, you've got to have 2 years' residency. So, for example, you know, there's Damon Petchkoff, I notice, is in Nick Hurt's team at the moment. Damon has obviously lived on the island now for, I think, 3 years. So he now qualifies as a Bulgarian to play for the rep team in the Island Games, whereas he wouldn't obviously qualify for Ellen Bannon.
So Isle of Man FA is a group of players from the Isle of Man wearing the badge, whereas Ellen Bannon is, as Manx. International football is, Manx.
Yes.
Right, there you go.
More am I.
Absolutely.